Morning.
Morning.
Good to see everyone this morning. If you will, turn to 479. That's not right. What number is that, Mark?
489.
Okay. 489. I just looked at it. I'm sorry. 489, please. We'll sing the first two and last verse of this song. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. We will rest in the fair and happy land by and by, just across on the evergreen shore. Sing the song of Moses and the Lamb by and by, and dwell with Jesus evermore. All the transporting laughter seems to sing that rises to my side. Almighty Father, which art in heaven, we want to thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for being our God and our creator of this universe and all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing eye you have. You know our hearts, you know what's in us, you know everything about us because you created us. We thank you so much for the Word, and that's you too, Father, you're the Word. Help Daryl as he brings forth the lesson. Help us be sound listeners and apply it to our life. Help us, God, to be good Christians and grow in the Word and grow in the church and be zealous of good works. Give you all the praise. Help us to strive to win souls that we can grow here in New Lex and do those things and not sit idle and not do anything, but keep moving and doing things in the church. Forgive us of our sins. If there's anyone here who needs to obey the gospel this morning, their heart's desire would be to come forward and be baptized before it's too late. Thank you, God, for Christ. Be with all the sick, so many on the prayer list. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. We'll turn your Bibles to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, please. Dale's lessons, scripture reading this morning, is he gave me his this chapter. Of course, we know that chapter 11 is on the book of faith, but this is verse 11:36 to 12:2. Chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 36 through 12:2. Bible says, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment, They were stoned. They were sawed asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens, caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Verse 40, God had, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Then chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down to the right hand of the throne of God. If you will, turn to 279. We'll sing this song. Then we'll turn it over to Daryl. 279.
Give me the Bible, sorrow. Shining forth.
Good morning. What a beautiful day it is out there. Not that all the days that the Lord gives us aren't beautiful, because they are. But it is very pretty. We've had a lot of rain. If yours is like mine, the grass has grown, and it's a little difficult to stay ahead of it, but this is still very pretty outside. Give me the Bible. That is something that we should all be wanting, to have more of the Bible within our own lives. And for those that aren't able to make it here for the Bible study, I'm not going to scold you, just encourage you to come. We're studying the book of Daniel right now. For those that might be watching us on YouTube or Facebook or whatever maybe form you might be watching us, either now or in a day or so, we would encourage you to come as well. 9:45 is when our Bible study starts, and we start our worship service here about 10:30. We're glad to have you with us. And this morning, we're going to take some time with Memorial Day coming up, which is, next Monday, I believe. Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. And we're going to talk about remembering them. Memorial Day. What do we usually use it for? We use it for a three-day weekend. Always liked that when I was in school. Got a chance to get out when I was little, 10, 11, 12 years old. That was the beginning of Little League season, or really into it by that time, maybe. Got a little older. I still like the three-day weekend I got. And sometimes if I end up having to work Memorial Day, hey, I made overtime. So that within itself wasn't bad. But that's not what Memorial Day is all about. That's not what it's about. It's a day that many will take the time to decorate the grave of ones they loved who have gone on before. Whether that's someone who died in battle or just has gone on and died. Is there anything wrong with any of these things that I've mentioned so far? No, they're not. Whether we're grilling steaks or hamburgers, or we take the time to go away and visit someone, those things are fine. Some will say, what good's it do me if I go to a cemetery? What good does it do me? How about if it gives you time to remember? Something I didn't think a whole lot about, because I was fortunate enough to have my mother and father live to a ripe old age. Not that they were ripe, but they that's the term we use, ripe old age. My wife said, Mecca, no, he didn't just say that. Mom and Dad, the cemetery where they're buried is not far, and kind of take it on myself to go over and make sure that it's trimmed and kept nice and neat. Flowers are put on it. Can take pictures and send to my sisters. Sometimes we'll go down and we'll look at my wife's parents and take care of it and help a little bit maybe on one of her grandmother, Grandma Rose's, as well. Gives us time to think about things. Remember what life was like. What people have done for us. Maybe it's your parents, or maybe a loved one that you know. And it's ones that you'll remember and to think about. Well, Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day. And there's a lot of history about this that I know doesn't get taught in our schools today, because I'll mention things to my grandkids and they'll stand there and they'll look at me and go, huh? And it's things that needs to be passed on. It's things that need to be given. I pulled this information out of the Civil War Center, as you can see. the site there that is listed. On the 16th day of April, 1862, just a few years after our Civil War ended, some ladies and a chaplain from Michigan were chatting together there at Arlington Heights. They were talking about the horrors of war, and one lady said, "How lonely and cheerless the bare graves of the soldiers look." Another proposed gathering some flowers and laying them on the graves of the Michigan soldiers that day. And they did so. Those were the ones that they knew about. Those were the ones they were concerned about. Those were the ones they thought of. But before, as we know it, it was called Memorial Day. It was known as Decoration Day. And it was celebrated that way, and since May of 1868, according to the U.S. Department of Affairs Public, Office of Public and Intergovernmental Affairs. And then the reading I have on the screen, on May 5th, 1868, an organization of the Civil War Union veterans, known as Grand Army of the Republic, thought that a day should be set aside for our citizens to pay respect, to decorate the graves of the war dead with flowers. Major General John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic declared that actually May 30th needed to be the designated day. Well, let's remember, folks, we're just a few years from a war that divided our country. A war in which brother was fighting brother. Son was fighting father. Father was fighting son. Uncles were fighting uncles. And these people are saying, we need to do something to draw our country together, to remember these people that paid the sacrifice. More flowers would be put in across, be in bloom on May 30th was the reason they chose that date rather than May 5th. And you stop and think about it. How much more is in bloom now than it was just a month ago? Thus, the first large observance was held at Arlington National Cemetery. The ceremonies were centered around the veranda of the Arlington Mansion and presided over by General and Mrs. Ulysses S. Grant after the speeches of the children of the from the soldiers and sailors' orphans. The members of the Grand Army of the Republicans strolled through the cemetery, scattering flowers upon graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers while singing and reciting prayers. And if you don't know it, Arlington National Cemetery was originally owned by Robert E. Lee. Yeah, the general from the Civil War. These are things that so many people are wanting to strike out of our country. These are things that people don't want us to remember. They don't want us to remember our Civil War, no matter how much it divided our country. We need to remember things. We need to know, remember where this came from, Memorial Day. Although the ceremony at Arlington was considered the first official observance of decorating and paying tribute to our fallen officers, there are many towns who will actually claim and proclaim to be the first who did such a thing. It was officially renamed Memorial Day. Remember, originally Decoration Day? It was then renamed Memorial Day in 1882. The holiday was moved to the last Monday in May in 1968. And in 1971, it was declared a national holiday by the Act of Congress. Now, many of us may know some of that history. We may remember when things were set up, when things were changed, when it was made an official holiday. Respect is often only given to those of great deeds. When you take in time and think back through history, you don't necessarily think of the private that was out there on the battlefield. You remember the generals. You know, Patton. Who remembers many of the privates that served under Patton, or even the sergeants? But the name Patton is known. Eisenhower, more modern Schwarzkopf. And God does that in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. He remembered the great ones. He remembered the ones. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Moses' parents, Joshua and Rahab. It's all listed. By faith, these people did this. By faith, these people did that. Faith? Faith is two parts to faith. I have faith in God. We can all say we have faith in God. Do we have enough faith in God to do what he asks us to do? These people did. Abraham. Think about it. God calls him from the land of Ur of the Chaldees. He had enough belief in God, faith in that God, God in that manner, and then he had enough faith to tell his family, load up, we're leaving. Two parts. You believe the person, you believe in God, you believe what he tells you, and then you have faith enough to follow him. You have faith enough to do what he asks you. And God wrote those down so that we could remember. How would you like to be Noah? Every morning when you get up, it's like it is right now outside. And then like it was this morning earlier, a little dew comes up out of the ground. And you're not near a body of water. You're not near a river, a lake, you know. And all of a sudden, here's Noah. Cutting wood? What are you doing? I'm building an ark. Huh? You can imagine the guy that lived next door to Noah. Hey, honey, we got to move. This guy's not right. And Noah had enough faith. When God told him, I'm going to destroy the earth with water, he had enough faith in him that he took the time to build the ark because God told him to. But you know, there were a lot of other people that we never hear about. A lot of other people. And Tom read about them this morning. Those that are nameless. You see, there may be things that goes on in the Lord's church that people will remember the names of some of them over the years. One of them that I happen to think of is Basil Barrett Baxter. I think of him. Another one that I use for my commentaries quite often, James Kaufman. Those are names that within the Church of Christ, when those names are mentioned, a lot of people will know them. Not everybody, but a lot of people. And they were some of the greats. But then there's other people. Other people that served God. Let's look at these. Tom read them there. We're going to go clear back to verse 32. So if you've got your Bibles, open it to Hebrews 11. And let's go back to verse 32. Because God remembered the ones that we forget. Gideon, Barak, Deborah. You know, Barak worked with Deborah, but he wouldn't lead the army unless Deborah was with him. Samson, We know all the things about Samson did. Wasn't supposed to have his hair cut. How Samson tied the tails of 300 foxes together and set them out there and burned the fields of the Philistines. Let's go on here. Hebrews 11:32. Let's look at some of the others. What more shall I say? The writer here says, for the time would fail me. And he tells of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah. He even mentions David and Samuel. They're listed over here. They're listed. Who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of the lion, quenched the violence with fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong. I just want to throw something out here. Next time you think of Samson, don't necessarily think that he's a bodybuilder, because his strength did not come from his physicalness. His strength came from God. He may have been no bigger than many of us here, no stronger than many of us here. Because remember when they cut his hair, he had no strength to fight against them. But out of their weakness, they were made strong. They became valiant in battle, turned to fight the enemies of the aliens. Women received their dead to life again. You can think of Elijah and Elisha both raising loved ones from the dead, their children, and giving them back to the mothers. And probably others that we don't even know about, that the Lord God said, I don't need to put every little thing in here. I'm going to give you enough that you can believe. Others were tortured. Tortured. Not accepting deliverance that they may obtain a better resurrection. What about you? In this world that we're living in, maybe not in your lifetime, maybe not in my lifetime, most likely in the lifetime of my grandchildren, if the Lord allows the world to stand that long and allows this country to stand that long, we are going to be so much in the minority that somebody's going to have to take a stand and lose their life. If that happened this day, would you be willing to do it? There were kids in some of these high schools that had died years ago. No idea who they were. Don't know how their convictions were, but it was reported they were asked, do you believe in Jesus? And they said, yes, bang. Would you be willing to do that? That would be like the ones here that the Lord God's talking about, even though these were all before our time. Others had trials of mockings and scourgings, chains, imprisonments. They were stoned, and the next one is the one that gets me. They were sawn into, they were cut in half, and it wasn't a magician doing a trick at some sideshow. They were cut in half. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Why? Why were they in sheepskins and goatskins? Because somebody was looking to kill them, and they knew that if they looked and were dressed like a sheep or dressed like a goat, they could go around out here on the hillsides. Somebody's looking, no, that's just a bunch of sheep. We can leave them alone. Or they could get in the middle of the sheep and move around, or in the middle of the goats and survive. You willing to do that? God says, I want you to remember these people. Remember who they are. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Of whom the world is not worthy. The world isn't worthy of these people, God said. These great people. And he's not talking about Abraham and Noah and other. He's talking about the ones that I've just told you about that are the thousands that are out there that I'm not taking the time to name. But this world isn't worthy of those people. And we've got all kinds of people out there right now. We got people on the college campuses making protests about this, that, and the other. And others are saying that's not what we're supposed to do. Those people, these people are not the same. These people that the Bible talks about, those people aren't even worthy to be in the same breath with. They're not worthy to be in the same breath with these people. And yet those people would try to take apart our things that we remember of this country that's so great and of our Lord and Savior. They would want to tear it apart if at all possible. They are not worthy. Our other people, there were other people, we said, that wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens, and in caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise because Christ had not come. They'll receive the promise now. But God, having provided something better for us, that we should not be made perfect apart from us. So, let's look at it. Let's look at then verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. What cloud of witnesses? These people that God says, you're surrounded by them. In a spiritual sense, they are there. They are there for your protection spiritually, for you to be able to remember them, to receive encouragement. You remember the book in the life of Elisha. There was a time that they were coming for Elisha to kill him. His servant walked out of the house one morning and looked up, and he saw surrounding the city the army that was going had come to take Elisha captive. And he comes into Elisha and he says, what are we going to do? We're outnumbered. They've got the city surrounded. And Elisha prayed to God that God would open the eyes of the servant. He said, go out and look now. And the servant went out, and behind all of that army was the army of God encircling them, protecting Elisha. And there was such a great cloud of witnesses, Elisha's servant began to understand God will take care of us. It may not necessarily be the way that we think, but God is. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses that we as Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't need to be afraid what they might do to us. Oh, you know, the scripture says, don't fear him who can kill the body. Do you want to die? I don't want to die. Jesus even asked his father, if there's any other way than me dying, let's do it. God said, no. Jesus says, okay. He didn't even want to die, but he knew he had to take away our sins. Do you want to die in the service of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? I hope you do. If it comes down to me living or my wife living, and they look at Karen and they say, if you deny Christ, we'll let Daryl live. But if you say that you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we're going to Carol Darrell. I would hope and pray that she looks at him and says, I believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and allow me to be killed. Because we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses that says there's a better place than here. There's a better place than here. But the most important person to remember, of course, today, tomorrow, Memorial Day, is Jesus Christ. You know, I'm not telling you to forget our past. We need to remember our past. I'm not telling you to forget your loved ones. We need to remember our loved ones. But above them and above everyone else, we need to remember Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and what he did for us. Because he died for you. Because of the sin in the Garden of Eden that was committed, where Eve was beguiled and Adam sinned, it required that a perfect sacrifice come to God. A perfect sacrifice be given to God for the sins might be taken away. Now, I've heard people say, well, I should have been on the cross. Wouldn't have done you any good to have been on the cross. Wouldn't have done me any good to be on the cross. Because I'm not perfect, and you're not perfect. Only Christ was. We need to remember him every day of the week, even on Memorial Day, as we celebrate others. Let's celebrate Memorial Day and remember what it was about. Let us remember what those gentlemen and what those ladies have done. Look what's happened with this country. 1776, the Revolutionary War. War of 1812, Civil War. It was the Spanish-American War. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq. And I know that I've missed many. But there are many there that gave their lives so that we can sit here today and worship freely. And we need to remember them. But we also need to remember Jesus Christ. That as the Son of God, he came to this earth, lived, died, was buried in the cross, or nailed on the cross, buried in the grave, and then God brought him back to life 3 days later. And he did all that so that we might be saved. He died for you. This morning, as we offer the invitation, where are you at in your life? Where are you at in your relationship to the Lord God? If you've never named him as your Lord and Savior and put him on in baptism, Jesus says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. So baptism is the first thing that's necessary. Scriptures tell us that when we are baptized, we are buried with him by baptism into his death, that as he was raised from the dead, so we will also, as we are raised from the water grave of baptism, arise to walk a new way of life. We need to remember what he did for us every day of the year. We need to remember what others have done for us, not only a week from Monday, but every day of the year as well. Let's remember that Jesus Christ died for you. And if you need to respond to the gospel call in any way, for any reason, please come as together we stand and sing.
Sing the first two and last verse, 575.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me.
Please be seated. I want to thank Daryl for a really fine lesson as usual. Very good. Please turn to 432 as we prepare our minds to take the Lord's Supper. 432, please.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever. Kill my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its scenes before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the
Does anybody need the emblems this morning? If we do, someone will give them for you. All right. Just like in Daryl's lesson this morning, we come and we stand around this table and remember what Christ did for us upon the cross. Just like in Daryl's lesson this morning, he died for us. You know, and he did this so we'd have something to remember. Just like he talked about Memorial Day. You know, Memorial Day is a day to remember. Well, this is what we'd come and do on the first Sunday of every month, every week. We come and do this on the first day of the week. We do this to remember. And even God's given us it in Scripture, so we'll remember. You know, he doesn't want us to forget. Just like there's a song in the songbook that we sing, and it's called Often We Come Together. And we come together up on the first day of the week, and we surround this table. Just like in the song, it says we often come together, and we often sing and pray. Here we bring our offering on this holy day. May we keep in memory all that I have said. May we truly worship as we eat the bread. May we all spirit and within accordance take the cup of blessing given by the Lord. You know, everything that we have for remembrance to this day, Christ went to the cross and it took his life. You know, Christ didn't know any of us, but he knew it was the right thing to do. And he knew that when he went to the cross, he'd be saving us. I'd like to turn over into Mark and start with Mark chapter 14 and read verses 22 through 25.
And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them, and saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." He took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Like I said, we have this morning, we have this little cup that we take in remembrance of what Christ did on the cross for us. I get back. The bread represents his body that was taken to the cross. And the fruit of the vine represents the blood that he shed upon the cross for all of us. Let's go to God in prayer and give thanks for the bread. Our Father in heaven, we'd like to thank you and being able to surround this table in remembrance of what you did for us upon the cross. Bless this bread for its intended purpose. All this in Jesus' name. Amen. Also, like I said, we have the fruit of the vine. That represents the blood that he shed upon the cross. Let's go to God in prayer and give thanks for that. Our Father in heaven, we like to continue our thanks for the blessing of the fruit of the vine. Represents your blood that you shed upon the cross for us. Bless it for an intended purpose. All this in Jesus' name. Amen. Also separate and apart from the taking of the Lord's Supper is the offering. And the offering goes toward the work of the church. Keeps the church going. Let's go to God in prayer, and we'll give thanks for that. Our Father in heaven, we like to thank you and know that everything that we have that was come from you, especially if we look around outside and like it was mentioned about how all the flowers are starting to bloom and the trees are starting to bud. We see all that, and we know that all came from you. Be with us now as we go to give back a portion of what we've been prospered. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Looks like I have many announcements this morning, so I'll try to lay these out where I don't forget anything. Start with the bulletin, I believe. Keep in mind the graduates will be handing out the Bibles this morning as well to the high school graduates. Don't forget our Bible studies mentioned in the bulletin. Sunday morning is Daniel, and also ladies' class is 1 Kings, Book of Revelation on Wednesday night, adult Bible study. And upcoming primary class lessons in May, the Change in Us in June, Biblical Spiritual Exercise. And some of the events going on in other churches in the area. And I won't read all those, but be sure to get a bulletin on that. Church camp coming up, High Valley Christian Youth Camp. And I can mention one of the things here at this time is a registration. If you know anyone that's interested in going to that, the Ohio Valley Christian Youth Camp, and that's in Barbie, West Virginia. And the dates for that is listed there. And we'll put this up someplace on the bulletin board so you can get see that if you're interested in it. Area Youth Nights, meeting around the different congregations, August the 5th is Pennsville, October is Somerset, and November, Norville Park. It would be coming up. We will now have a Friday night sing. You know, those stopped during COVID, and we'll be having that on June the 28th. That'll be at 7 o'clock. You mentioned in there about house-to-house evangelism. That's something I would like to get more into in the next year. So Holly's put some ideas in there, and thank you for getting those, Holly. Let's see. Then we look at the page of the many people that are sick at this time. We want to keep each one of them in our prayers, and I'm going to give you a chance to update that here in a moment
on any one that's listed here that you have some new information on. So you may want to do that. And I think I'll do the other announcements here first and make sure that I get those in. There was a meeting that's taking place, and I'm not familiar with this. Is Zanesville Church of Christ is going to have a meeting starting May 24th on Truth Might Not Be What You Think It Is. And that will go on, let's see, that's the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Is that one on the west side of Zanesville?
Yes. West Pike, right? West Pike, yeah. I'm not familiar with them, but I think it was Ernie was telling me that Mark Householder is out there. Some of the older members here would remember Mark. So I think he is the preacher. Wasn't he the preacher, Ernie? Did you tell me that? Yeah. Okay. So that would be those two things. Also, got some thanks coming here for some of these things. Last Sunday, Mother's Day, I want to thank Susan Anderson, or Sue Anderson, and for the primary and the primary class for the gifts for the Mother's Day thing. That also Holly was in on that too. Don't forget them. So that was nice last Sunday for the mothers. I think that's everything that happened in the bulletin. Also, you notice in the bulletin there's some extra flyers there, and it gives you a bio of some of the graduates on there. And we have some new names as well that will be later on be given out, but it gives you a little bit about each one of them, that whatever Holly was able to find out. If anyone wants to see the Bibles that were purchased, you're welcome to look at the grandson's Bibles of Marcia and I, Evan and Cade. So if you'd like to look at those after services, see what they're like. The church, you are getting a very nice Bible for these graduates, and it's something I think that thinking that has her name on it and everything, it's something that they can keep the rest of their life. So it's good to have that, and we'll encourage them to read that as well. Also, you may look at Gracie Starr's Bible. That's Ernie and Brenda's granddaughter graduating too, if you want to see the girls' Bible. Big thank you for Tyler and Maria. I guess they've done some mulching for us, and the flowers out here are always beautiful. Those gladiolus, I think they were at that back door, was just beautiful this year. We've had a lot of rain and not too much frost, and it's helped things. And the two new names we have that we'll be getting Bibles for is Ethan Robinson and Ariana Stroll. Is that correct? Okay. I think that's about everything I wanted to go back and mention. Any updates on anyone? I might say my brother Bob's got some good news and bad news. He's been on immunotherapy, and it's had quite an effect on him, a lot of side effects. It's hurt things. But when they x-rayed to look at the tumors, he has 5 tumors, 4th stage kidney cancer. Those tumors have shrank from centimeters down to a millimeter. A millimeter is about the thickness of a dime, so it's down just to a few millimeters now. So they said some of them were hard to tell that they were even there. So that is great news. So they shrunk dramatically. But the side effects has given him heart disease. He has AFib now. He's also swelling up really bad, so he's going to go into the hospital tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and they're going to do what they can for him. So that's an update on him. Mom and Dad are struggling to walk anymore. It's a chore just getting around, so they are failing in health. Mom turns, 96. So both of them are 96 now. So it's been like Daryl mentioned about having your parents that long. I'm 75 years old. How many people have their parents at 75 years old? Very blessed with that. Okay. Any other updates at this time?
Jim, there's a few names out there, spaces for Danker yet.
Okay.
If you want to sign, appreciate it.
Okay, so we should.
Yeah,
we still have some spaces for anyone that would be able, if you're able to help clean the building, the janitor. Okay, any updates that anyone wants to mention at this time? Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to do something after services. We'll hand out these Bibles and you'll be able to go. So I'm going to go ahead and have the closing prayer and we'll dismiss. And then if someone would absolutely have to leave, you know, it's necessary. We'd encourage you to stay and go as we hand these out this morning. Tyler, you and Jared want to come up to the front seat here and we'll do that right after we close here with a closing prayer. Please stand if you will, and whoever has closing prayer, if you'd remember to come up to the microphone. We want to keep this, we want good sound where people can hear what we're saying, so we need to, and I have trouble remembering this, getting up by the microphone, so I'll turn it over to Brother Ernie.
Dear Lord, we humbly come before you this morning. We thank this opportunity we've had to come together to worship you, sing these songs of praise to thee. Dear Lord, we ask you to be with all those who are mentioned here this morning, sick and afflicted, as fortunate we are. Be with our elderly and our shut-ins. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Help us to be better Christians, better examples. Help us always love and support one another. Dear Lord, thank you for our country that we live in, that we may assemble together and worship you openly and freely. Dear Lord, again, please forgive us of our sins. All this we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated.
I'll mention these names again. It's Kyle, and if I mispronounce them, please tell me now. Let's correct that. Make sure we get names right. That is important. Kyle Carroll, Evan Lanning, Cade Lanning, Clayton Lacey, Elijah Baker, Ethan Robinson, Gracie Starr, Samantha Fiore, and Ariana Stroll. So those are the names of the graduates we have. And this morning I've asked Jared to read a scripture. I don't know of any other gift that would be greater than the Word of God to get on your graduation, your name's on that Bible, and we hope you carry that with you wherever you go. As far as we never know where in life that's going to take you. So not only have it with you, read it, and live it. Jared.
Good morning. This morning, Jim asked me to read some passages from Psalm 119, 127, verses 105 through 112. I ask the congregation, as well as those of you listening on the internet, to have a little bit of patience with me. This is my first time presenting before the church today. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. Sometimes in life, I've been asked, Jared, what are you trying to say? I was reading over this a little while ago. I'll convey to you all and to the listeners online what my dad and mom has taught me over the years, and they still do to this day. Listen to your conscience. Graduates, in your life, there will be people that will try to get you to make a decision. You'll be asked to make some critical decisions in your lifetime. Listen to your conscience is what my mom and dad have always taught me. Not only the conscience, but this. There are answers in here. Don't be afraid to go to it. For those of you listening on the internet, I'm holding up the Holy Bible. It's here. It's there for you for the rest of your life. Thank you.
I'll ask you all to bow with me as we pray for the graduates. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings, the many blessings placed upon these graduates, and we ask you for continued blessing during their journey and then this lifetime. Lord, we ask you to please guide these graduates that they seek you first and your kingdom, as we know that only true happiness and true success will follow after putting you first, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, I'm now going to hand these out, and I'll ask you to raise your hand when I call the name, and I'm going to ask Jared and Tyler to hand them back to you, so you won't have to even come up here, and we'll have them take them back to you. First of all, let's start with the ladies down here. The Samanthas. I'm going to get Samanthas. And we'll put that back for her. And then I'll do somebody's here for Gracie. I'm going to put that back to her. Okay, start doing the boys. We have plenty of boys here. Kyle? Thanks for being here, Colin. Here's Evans and Hayes. Why don't you take this back to Grand Mall, Jared?
To where?
Watch.
We're in specific.
I should have been by the mic for this, but Elijah. And this guy's here. I'm glad to see him here. Thanks for coming, Clayton. He's in back there, but Tommy. We wish you the best. You may be dismissed.
One little thing here. We have someone. We have a young lady who had a birthday this week. And we wish her happy birthday. Miss Mary.